Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. She responds to Louis Nishmas from Moshe Howard Zatzal. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Dalid in the Art Scholars of Hadar edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starting the top of Amud Aleph. The Gemara now is coming to speak about what is the size of the Sukkah? What is the square Amo of the Sukkah needs to be? So the Gemara Tani Rebbe Oimer, we bring a brisa regarding a house. What is the size of a house? Arba Amis, it's four Amis. I'll be Shein Shem Arba Tfanus, even if it doesn't have four walls, as long as you have four Amis inside, it's considered to be a house. Shimon Oimer, Shimon says, Arba Tfanus, I'll be Shein Shem Arba Amis, four walls, even if you don't have four Amis inside. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Arba Amis, Arba Tfanus, which means, as we'll see in a moment, either the four walls or the four Amis makes it into a house, legabe a suk, legabe a zuzo, and legabe a ma'akik. You have to have a fence on its roof. That's a quote that really was referring to a sukkah, that a sukkah is chabim mezuzah. So Alan Moore puts everything together. Rabbeinu will agree with these Rabbanon that either four Amis or four Tfanis is good enough. That a sukkah is chabim mezuzah. They hold the sukkah is not a house in order to be chayav mezuzah, and the sukkah is not mechayav meiser. We have a din that meisers, when you bring it to the house, you're chayav meiser. Food you bring into the house is chayav meiser. That doesn't apply to a mezuzah. So that's how Rabbanon, the argue of Yudah, they will disagree that the mezuzah has, that a sukkah has a din of a full house. Regarding a sukkah, how many walls does a sukkah need to have? Shimon says four walls. Rabbanon say three walls. The Gemara explains. What's the reasoning of Rabbanon? Sukkah. It says in the pasuk three times sukkahs. Each one is referring to one side. What is referring to? Achas lamalan. One is for the roof for the schach. V'shtayin lamatan. Two. You have two walls in the bottom. V'shlish is medivarim. The third wall is a derabbanon thing. You have to have a third wall. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? Sukkah is you look at the Kri. So the first two sukkahs written with that of Vav, that's one each. The third one is written with a Vav. So Mole, that's Mole. Arba, that's four. Achas Lamala, one is above on the roof, which is a Schach. Shosh Lamata is the three walls on the bottom. Veravi is with the Vav, and the fourth one is with the Rabban. You have to add a fourth. There's two Amorim that they said the reasoning of Rabbanon of Shimon as the follows. What's the reason of Rabbanon? It says the sukkah let's sell yoima mechayiv. Pasuk says that sukkah will be the shade from the sun. That's referring to the roof. That's referring to the schach. Then it says sukkah. Each one is referring to one. Harei shalosh. So now that it's two and the third one is the Rabbanon, but all three are midera raisa. My time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon according to this logic? The sukkah tia letzel yoyim mechoyrev areachas, again, the same pasuk that refers to the shade from the sun. That's the, they were talking about the roof, talking about the schach. Achas lamalon, that's the one lamalon. Sukkah, is that says three times. And what two of them are said without a vav. And the third one, it says sukkah's mola with a vav. Areachas, that's the four walls. So it's not the darabanan, it's with the araisa. Rabbanon de Kisrin and Rabbanon from Kisrin, Shomun Taimu de Rab Shimon, Taimu de Rabbanon min Adin Krayo. They learned the reasoning of Rabbanon of Shimon all from that Pasuk and Yishayo. It says in the Pasuk, Sukkah, Tiel, Letzel, Shabi Shade, Letzel Yomom, Michoire from the sun. Ariachas. So first of all, it's covering the sun. That's one thing. Ula Machse, Ula Mistar, and it's going to be a cover, two words to say cover. Hare Shtein, that's two more. Mizerim u'mata refers to wind and rain. Rabbanon of the mizerim matar achas. One is to cover from wind and rain is one. Shimon Aimer mizerim u'mata shtaim. It's referring to two. So the question is, how many different edges do I have here over here in the sukkah? Do we have here three edges or four edges? Meaning three walls or four walls? Ketur Zigmon says, "V'tani ken we've seen the brayso." Meaning now that we know the three walls, it's two needs to be the size, which is seven tefachim, and the third one could be a tefach. As we saw it earlier, it could be two sides, four tefachim. You put it within three tefachim to the next wall, that makes it a love, it makes it to seven. And the third one, even one tefach, is okay. The way Reb Chaim explains in the second shot is, what happens if you put that tefach, how you have a little space between that third wall and the main wall? So now you have air in the two sides of that small one. Do you say the avu mikanu mikan, the ear and the right and the left, is going to cancel this, the wall in the middle, or not? The same question you have on the wall of four tefachim, if you have air space on both sides, does it mevatel in the middle or not? Another pshat of Reb Chaya in the Nosto Me'emtza means, is the what will be the way you put the schach, the sukkah? Does it have to be the two big walls will be an L shape, and then the tefach will be sticking from one of the walls, that's called Be'emtza? Or they could be parallel to each other. Two big walls, one parallel to each other, and then the tefach will be sticking from one of the four edges. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acho, kadin uvdo so kemei Rabbi Yaso. This story, this case happened in front of Yaso. I mean, either there was ear on both sides, or that there was a parallel sukkah. Me'achshir, and he was machshir. Continues the Gemara on the base. V'tani ken chotzer shamudim makifim oiso are amudim ketfanis. It says that a chotzer that has amudim. So the amudim work like a tefanis, like walls. So according to the first shot that we mentioned, means that there's a lot of air between these different poles. So you see that the air doesn't cancel the poles. Or according to the second shot, we talk about that they're parallel to each other. So well, I'm a stiso pligo. It says a suyis kil chosum shavers shilo kil chosum psulois. It says only when they're a suy kil chosum is kosher. If it's not kil chosum, it's possible. So Savin Meimer Be'emtza, they thought, what does it mean Shalokil Chosom? This case we're talking about right now, Be'emtza. Omar Shmuel Ba'avitzchok, Eilu Shaloi Keneged Eilu. Meaning, according to the second shot, they're not parallel to each other. They're pulled away from each other, but not in a parallel manner. Or that the poles that we spoke about, we're talking about that they're not next to each other. They're put in Be'erbuvia, in a mixture. So then you don't say that they're connect. That wall of a tefach has to be away from the wall one tefach. Meaning, what he's trying to say is that you can only use keneged the wall of a tefach. That's the only place you can use. So you have to have at least a little space in order to be able to use. One tefach is too small to use. So you make at least two tefachim. I mean, one tefach is the wall, one tefach is the space between the wall and the next wall. So have at least two tefachim where to operate. Shmuel Omar afilu knuso kama rimuto keilu yaitza. Shmuel says, no. If I have the wall of a tefach, I don't consider the wall of a tefach ending the sukkah. The wall of a tefach is considered to be sticking out, even though it's only one tefach, it's considered to be that it's sticking out towards where the wall parallel to it is. So if I have a wall parallel to the one tefach, and that's a seventh tefachim wall, I look at the wall of a tefach as if it's also sticking out for seventh tefachim, and it can use connecting the entire seventh tefachim, the whole square of the sukkah. Rav Boch, Kanina be Ashamya, Rav Yir be Shem, Rav, he also said, if you knuso kama, rimoto kilu yaitza, he also said, like Shmuel, that even if it's very much connected, it's considered to be sticking out, even though it's very close to one of the walls. It says that the same machlok as Rabbi Shmuel is machlok as Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish. Kehano ve'osu olun ve'ovun kamei Rav kadodah Shmuel. They came and learned in front of Rav, and they concluded like Shmuel. Meaning, Adarabba, you have to have that one tefach close to the sukkah. If it's sticking out, so then it is not connected to the sukkah. Going back to what we said before, the avir da'aygis of avir da'aygis of the air on both sides cancels it. So he says it must be connected like you have by Eruv, that the lechi needs to be connected to the wall. You can't have the lechi have any airspace between the pole and the wall. So when you have the sukkah, that one tefach needs to be connected. Prison put four poles in the four edges of a vineyard. And on top of it, he put some rope. That works as a peah. Peah here means a fence. Meaning that it's considered to be a fence around the vineyard. You can plant vegetables right next to the fence. Telling us that when you have tzura sapes, I have two poles and a rope on top of them, it's considered to be a full wall. It works the same way when you do a mechitza gabi Shabbos, which means you cannot have an opening more than 10 amos. It has to be max 10 amos size of the door. Went to visit Yochanan ben Nuri in this place called Naginar. Pharaoh saw the ach, they saw a field. The name of the field was Beis Rato. There was openings more than 10 amos. Vayanotel ayim v'soyseh, he took different woods and made it smaller. Vidukronim v'soyseh, different small spits, and was soyseh, meaning he made the areas less than 10 amas. At shemiyotah pochad me'eser hama, kazeh ken mechidah Shabbos. He was saying this is, and the way you see it now, less than 10 amas and an opening, that's the same way you have in Shabbos, that's what you have also by kilayim, you need to have the tzuras ha-pesach less than 10 amas. He says, Shimon Lakish holds the Gabi Shabbos is not more than 10. But the Gabi Kilayim could be more than 10. And the reason the friendship between the two, Reb Chaim explains, because by Shabbos you need to have a mechitza. More than 10 is not a mechitza. By Kilayim you need to have a fence. Every Tzuras HaPesach has its own fence. I don't want to have a full mechitza going all around. Continues the Gemara in Dafei Amud Aleph. I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah. It says, when they make a fence around a place, you have to put three ropes on top of each other. Each one should be less than three tfachim in between, so that will be considered to be a mechitza of 10 tfachim. If you tell me that you need to have, you can have more than 10 amas, so why do you have to have three chavolim? Just make two poles and put on top of it a rope, and I have your tzuras ha-pesach, and I'm good. You see, because I want to make an area that want to make the poles more than 10 amas from each other. So that's why I need to make three ropes, one on top of each other. And that will be considered with three lavud to have a mechitz of 10 tfachim. But just to put a rope on top won't be good enough because it's more than 10 amas between the poles. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkah, Dav Dalet.